Have you ever felt overwhelmed, anxious, or depressed and didn't see a way how to change your situation? Learn two opposite ways you can think about things that can help you gain some new perspective and overcome some of those hard things in your life. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast.
Go out and be the person you were meant to be, and then go deep, oh, do the things that you were meant to do. It's up to you what you will be and do, and it's in everything you be and do that makes you you.
Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. Today's podcast is about overcoming the hard things in your life and how you can think differently in order to do just that. This is number 32 on the podcast, where I share different ways of thinking that can really help you in being able to be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to do. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is about a spectrum between two opposite ways of thinking. I call these be thinking and do thinking. Be thinking is focusing on who you are and how you're trying to be, and do thinking is focusing on what you do and how you do things. Everyone naturally thinks somewhere on the spectrum, and there's no wrong way to think, but there's always an opposite way to look at things. And when you can see that opposite, it can help you in resolving problems, seeing new ideas, and in overcoming the hard things in your life. Before I get too far in this podcast, let me give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist. What I've learned has come from my own personal experiences and studies and has been helping me for almost 10 years. But please check with a licensed therapist, doctor, or credentialed professional before you make any life-changing decisions. With that out of the way, let's get started. When people go through hard things, that's usually when people start going downhill. It's easy to get depressed, feel anxious, and fear. A lot of people deal with some pretty hard mental illnesses, which can make things even harder. I'm not saying that I have all the answers to dealing with mental illness, because I don't, but I do want to share what has worked for me, and it might be helpful to you as well. These two different and opposite ways of thinking have been helping me overcome so many hard things in my life, including divorce, loss of relationships with my children, financial struggles, health problems, and even the death of my 16-year-old son. I'm really grateful for what I've learned, and they help me to feel more peace, happiness, and joy at the same time that I've had to deal with all these negative things. So I hope that something I say will be helpful to you as well. Now, both be and do thinking, which are the two ways of thinking we'll talk about today, require faith in God. At least that's how I use them. You can adapt it for whatever you believe, but I believe in a God that loves me and knows what is best for me, and I feel that He feels that way about all of His children. I've learned to trust Him, and it's been in using these different ways of thinking that's helped me to develop that trust. You may not believe in God, and that's okay. You'll still be able to benefit, I think, from these different ways of thinking, but you'll have to adjust for whatever belief you do have, because I think that in learning these different ways of thinking, it's just really helpful to know that there is someone bigger than you that is helping to direct your life. And for me, that is a God, and He is a God of miracles. So let's first talk about be thinking and how that works. When you're going through something hard, be thinking is being able to let go of your fears and to just let things be. You get to be who you want to be, and trusting that God can see the bigger picture and that He is in control of our lives and what happens. You don't have to do anything when you're thinking in a be thinking way. You just get to leave things in God's hand, trusting that He's got you and that things will work out. The hardest part is letting go of your worries and your concerns and giving it to God. letting go of your frustrations and your judgments. Those are the things that God has paid for and you don't have to. This is something I teach how to in my mentoring sessions, but it is not easy. But when you know how to let go and you can just be, trusting that God has you, then life does get better and you can start feeling peace and relief no matter what is going on in your life. Of course, this can be really difficult because it's not always easy to stop thinking about things that are bothering you or the anxieties you may have. But when you really can let go of trying to do things or trying to fix the problem yourself, then it's easier to just accept people for who and how they are, accept yourself for who you are, and just be. It's a really cool place to be, and it really does help lift some of those anxieties, knowing that you don't have to worry about some of those things. For me, it takes a little bit more help than just trying not to think about things. I love music, so that's helped me to be. I love to write songs that help me to focus on what I want to feel instead of the things I'm worried about. I love music to write things that can help me get rid of unwanted thoughts and worries and instead empower me with lyrics that stay in my head, because that's what I want to be in my mind, not those anxieties and fears. And when I can write songs that encourage me to remember that God's there and to have hope and not to fear, that just really helps me to be. When you do let go of that fear and instead replace those negative thoughts with the desired outcomes that you want, then you actually will get a lot more of those things in your life. It does change your situation, and you can solve problems that sometimes are in your head because of just the negative thoughts that you have there. So learning how to just be can help you with your mindset. A lot of people, especially me at the beginning, I didn't always know what I wanted, but I always knew what I didn't want. And what I've learned, especially in this be way of thinking, is that whatever you focus on grows. So focusing on things you don't want or your fears and your anxieties often gives you more of those things you don't want in life. It keeps you in that hard place, in those fears and in those anxieties. But when I'm able to practice the be thinking, trusting that God has me and that I don't have to think about those things, I can let go of those worries and concerns and instead focus on what I want, suddenly life gets a lot better. You can start seeing more of what you want. You start feeling more of God's love and that He's there. And you start to feel this peace that passes all understanding. It's a feeling of calm that things are going to be okay. And you let go of what you can't control so that you are less getting in other people's faces trying to control their lives or your own life. And you can just be. It's a really awesome way to think. And though it's not my natural way of thinking, it has completely changed my life, helping me to be more relaxed and less stressed. It's really hard to focus on being if you're used to doing things all the time like I was, but being able to practice that being and letting go and letting God is just a beautiful way to think. And it's really helped me in overcoming some of those hard things in my life. Now, as usual, there's always an opposite to everything, and there's an opposite way to be thinking. And if you're used to letting things go and just trusting God and doing what we just talked about, then maybe the way of thinking that will be more helpful to you is learning the do way of thinking. This is also a great way to think, and it's often the answer when be thinking isn't working. I love having two opposite ways of thinking, because when one isn't working, there's a completely opposite way to think, and that can often change how you're doing things or how you're being, which gives you a different result, which can usually help you through those hard things. And I think that's the whole point of why we're here, is to learn. And so these different ways of thinking have been so helpful. With do thinking, it's a focus on what you can do to overcome whatever is hard in your life. It's not about changing who you are or how you're trying to be or how other people are being. So you have to kind of get rid of that thinking and get out of that to just take the next step forward, whatever that is that you're feeling prompted to take. Do thinking also requires letting go of some fear, because the steps you may be feeling prompted to take might take you out of your comfort zone, or could lead to a result that you may not know if you're gonna like, or you may just not like what you're feeling prompted to do. But you can know that wherever God is leading, He's going to help you out of the place that you may be stuck in. And again, it's letting go of those fears to trust that God sees the bigger picture and He knows what will help you to be better for you. You have to remember He loves you and He wants you to be happy. Now, that doesn't mean He's not going to let those bad things happen to you, because a lot of times it's in our struggles, it's in our trials that we develop the qualities that are going to help us to become our best selves, to help us learn charity, to learn patience, to learn forgiveness, all of those hard things that we probably wouldn't learn unless we had to go through them. But if we listen to those promptings and what He's telling us to do, He's often giving us the next step that will lead us to getting through that trial, to learning that lesson. And when you start taking those steps and trusting that He is leading you to something good for you, then you start to feel more confident. You start getting some of those positive results. For me, I've seen miracles. It's been so cool. But it helps you to move forward and get over those hard things in your life. I hardly ever fear now when I feel prompted to do something. Usually now it's more like, that's going to be really big. And I don't know if I'm ready for whatever big thing it is that's happening. I know it will be exciting, but sometimes I feel a little bit of that fear. But usually when I get a small prompting, I just do it. I don't even think about it, because it always leads to something good that has been helpful for me. It gets a lot less scary to follow promptings when you know it's going to help you, or it's going to lead to something that's going to benefit you. It just leads to more trust and confidence in yourself and in God. And I love that. And I would encourage you to follow those promptings and those steps that you feel inspired to take. Now, that can be really hard if you're not used to being in that doing mindset, or if you just are afraid of what is going to happen. But I can promise you, at least from my own experience, that if you're in tune and listening and you do whatever it is, it's in that doing that the miracles start to happen. And they don't always happen in the way you want them to or the way you're expecting, but something good does happen in ways that bless you and help you to be your best self, to help you to be happy and to help you overcome those things that are hard. Usually, at least at the beginning for me, those promptings were about being better in following a commandment or serving someone or being able to forgive. Some of those things aren't easy, but when I finally humbled myself enough to do those things, I am so grateful for them, and they've helped propel me forward in ways that I can't even explain. I'm so grateful that I chose to do those things. There's a lot of power behind the do way of thinking. Now, it's important to note that for both of these ways of thinking, that you kind of have to let go of the other way of thinking in order to do or to be. For example, if I'm trying to do something and follow a prompting, if I'm still in a very much be thinking mode, trying to focus on who I am and how I'm trying to be, then it's going to be harder to follow that prompting, because I'm worried about how it fits with who I am and if it's matching up with everything in who I am. And if you can let go of that be way of thinking and just do, follow the prompting, know that it's going to work for your good, it's going to be a lot easier to just go and do. But if you're more of a do thinker and you're used to the doing all the time and you're trying to practice letting go and just being, then you got to kind of let go of that do way of thinking. You have to stop thinking about all the things you need to do or what's going to happen if you don't do things. That's usually the concern for the do thinkers. And just let go. That's the time to practice being, standing still, so that we can see that salvation of God, to see how He's going to rescue us. And that can often strengthen us and help us to know God is there and that we can trust Him. Usually when we get stuck, it's because we don't know what we can do. or we've been still and we don't know how we can just leave this in God's hands. But in both cases, if we can exercise some faith, trying one or the other, for it might be a time to ask God, what is my next right step? What can I do? And it might be instead to just practice being and to just say, okay, I'm leaving this in your hands. I'm not going to stress about it anymore. These are not easy things, but as you practice that faith, you will become stronger. You'll feel God's love. You'll start feeling more hope, and you'll definitely be able to overcome those hard things that may have been keeping you stuck. I hope that learning these two different ways of thinking and just thinking about some of them can help you in overcoming some of the difficulties you may be going through right now. These two ways of thinking have really helped me, and I've come to really believe more in God, to see and feel more of His love. And it's helped me to develop an unshaken faith and trust in Him that helps me through whatever I'm going through. And I hope you can feel that as well. I should also mention that while it's easy to hope that these ways of thinking will help us get out of these hard things right away, usually God doesn't work that way. It does take time and effort. However, it does get easier. I can promise that. And it's usually in ways that can help us get through trials more easily. It's in the being and the doing. And I just know that learning these two different ways of thinking can really be a blessing in your life. I really do believe that God wants to help us through the trials we're going through, and that He totally understands both be thinking and do thinking. He knows where we are, how we can become better, and the things that we can do that will really help us to feel the most happiness and the most joy. And that's why we want to be who we were meant to be and do what we were meant to do, because that's the joy and the happiness that He has for us. I hope this podcast has been helpful to you. Just so you know, I'm also excited to announce that there is a new assessment on my Be Do Concept page where you can find out which way you more naturally think and maybe be able to compare your style of thinking with someone else that you care about or that you want to improve your relationship with. And knowing those differences can really be helpful to you. I also offer mentoring for anyone that's looking to understand their opposite way of thinking, because that can really make a big difference in your life as well. The link for that assessment and the mentoring is in the description, so I hope you'll check that out. And if you know anyone that might enjoy learning about these different ways of thinking, I hope you'll share this podcast with them. It's just been so much fun to learn, and I hope you're getting so much out of it as well. So again, thanks for listening, and I will talk with you again next week on the Be Do Concept podcast.
It's up to Y-O-U what you will be and do, and it's in everything you be and do that makes you you.